pressures of winning early in athletics, understanding the development of biomotor skills. This message was brought to you by www.mindsetofanolympian.com. Greetings. In the world of athletics, the pressure to win begins early for many young athletes. From the moment they step onto the field or court, they're expected to perform at their best and achieve success. However, while early victories may seem promising, it's crucial to understand the complexities of athletic development and the development of biomotor skills. A common misconception in youth sports is the belief that early success translates directly to future success at the senior level. Parents, coaches, and athletes often place immense pressure on winning competitions and securing accolades at a young age, believing it to be a predictor of future greatness. However, recent research suggests otherwise. A study conducted by Barth, Gulick, McNamara, and others in 2024 sheds light on the lack of correlation between junior-level success and senior-level success in Olympic sports. The findings indicate that talent identification and promotion programs, which prioritize selecting the highest-performing youth athletes, cannot reliably predict future senior performers. In fact, many athletes who excel at the junior level may not maintain their success as they transition into adulthood. One of the key points highlighted in the study is the importance of understanding the development trajectory of athletes. Biomotor skills, such as strength, speed, agility, coordination, and endurance, play a crucial role in athletic performance. While some athletes may demonstrate exceptional skills at a young age, others may undergo significant development and improvement over time. The weak correlation between junior and senior performance underscores the variability in individual development pathways. Many of the highest performing senior athletes may have had modest success during their junior years, but experienced substantial improvement as they matured. This suggests that early success should not be viewed as a definitive indicator of long-term potential. It's essential for parents, coaches, and athletes to adopt a more holistic approach to athlete development. Instead of solely focusing on short-term results, emphasis should be placed on long-term growth and skill acquisition. Providing athletes with opportunities for diverse experiences, proper training, and mentorship can contribute to their overall development and resilience in the face of challenges. Furthermore, youth athletes' current performance should not be the sole criterion for evaluating talent promotion programs or coaching effectiveness. Recognizing and nurturing potential, regardless of current performance levels, is crucial for maximizing long-term success. In conclusion, the pressures of winning at an early age in athletics can have significant implications for the development of young athletes. Understanding the nuances of biomotor skill development and the limited predictability of junior success on senior performance is essential for fostering a supportive and conducive environment for athlete growth. By prioritizing long-term development and adopting a more comprehensive approach to talent identification and promotion, we can better support the next generation of athletes on their journey to success. Dedicated to your improvement, Roddy Ferguson. Remember, I love you, but God loves you best.